Hey everybody, it's your editor here, Ginge. I just wanted to make a quick note at the beginning of this episode. You know, keeping track of all the various files and things that are required to create an episode of Lawful Stupid or Talking Stupid is a little complicated sometimes. And for Talking Stupid, we tried to simplify our process and so we deviated a little bit. And unfortunately, I think we ended up losing a little bit of audio from the episode that came before this. So it's going to start off a little bit weird in this episode. There's some throwbacks that the crew will mention from the episode that came before. They were pretending to create their favorite video game character from the Lawful Stupid video game. So they do get into it a lot in this episode, but if you want a little bit more detail about what they were doing, or maybe you just want to know what their character picks were, you should probably reach out in Discord and see if you can get an answer out of them. Really sorry that it had to happen this way, but we're going to make the best of it, and this next episode of Talking Stupid is going to be a good time. So with that, I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you soon.
Welcome back to Talking Stupid. Definitely worth the wait. We're gathered here today with three of our favorite characters, one of them missing, and we're going to run down a continuation. Last time we set up some characters and some voice intros to our imaginary Lawful Stupid video game, our fighter. Mm-hmm. So bringing you guys in now, we know just like Smash Brothers, every decent fighting game has some item drops in it just to, you know, give the players who aren't that great a chance. So in recognition for the holiday just passed and the beautiful Final Girl release, the item drop that we're going to have is going to be like the Pokeballs. We're gonna have a Final Girl tombstone drop in, and I want one of you guys to just pick out any character that has been in the last Final Girl or the previous and tell me what their power is when you set them loose on the stage for that second. So if you need, I can at least recap the characters from the most recent Final Girl, or if you're don't good you to worry. Go, just
no,
just
I gotta sing look it in. Up.
I mean, I've got mine.
I know you do.
I was just like, you want me to remember something?
Only one?
I know. I mean, I know.
You know, I won't cut you off if you're on a roll.
What's that stupid website we use? I can't think of it. Roll 20.
Oh, don't say that. what kind of deal with this one?
Currently not a sponsor.
I take my Pokeball and I throw it on the ground and out pops Dick McHugely, and he's just got a giant wang and he spins in a circle and he knocks people off the map and kind of like an area around him.
Just the Link helicopter.
It's the Dickacopter, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you chose that
or
one.
Or the helicopter, if you will.
I love that you chose that one, because that teased me up for this. I take my Pokeball and I throw it out, and when it explodes, it's just all the undead versions of all the dogs that Abon's killed.
A pack of zombie dogs.
I'm surprised you didn't do it.
I was torn between that, Nathan Fillion, Mark.
Oh, Nathan
just has a gun.
Oh, I forgot there was the vampire that was just a puppet.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It could have been Ernie comes out and goes, I'm going to drink you. I'm going to drink you real good.
Man, your girl just wants to throw out potato as my little Pokeball. And
you did
throw out
potato last time.
I did.
Yeah, I'll throw him out. That's Dwayne's zombie version. I have the live potato that made it past Final Girl.
What's his passion?
And he'll just be a fat potato and roll at the ankles of whoever they're fighting and knock him off the stage.
There you go.
There we go.
Rolly potato.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought we were gonna have to do like the 8-bit like character intro again, or like,
yeah.
And I was ready, so
I was just gonna growl.
What character is that?
The undead zombie dogs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It could be anybody.
Nope. It's very specifically
the cheat of the game.
It's the fighter that has like the Pokemon trainer where you switch and you're switching between the different dogs that have different abilities.
Well, that's almost better.
Just a silhouette of the finalist girl, and she sends out all the final girls as her Pokemon.
That's good.
Just so you know, Avon, when Jinj finishes up his like current 27 to 100 projects that he's working on, we've got something in the works.
an idea.
The lawful stupid Smash Bros. Clone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Lawful stupid 8-bit fighter. Just bam. All right. Okay.
Same.
I was going to spin it a little bit differently, this talking stupid, especially since clearly we don't have the Devonest of boys. So,
I'm sad that he died in that fire.
Same. Forever.
It's true, but I mean, he really didn't have to run back in there. It seemed like it was a conscious choice.
He died how he lived.
Listen, he wanted that chocolate milk, okay?
He died how he lived, on fire. What do you mean he lived on fire? Well, right before he died, he was.
It was short-lived.
Kept screaming fire truck all of a sudden. It was weird.
Jenner, quit cursing.
Leave that boy's fire truck alone.
Oh, Ava said fire truck.
Ginge. Yes! Ginge.
Or Sigma. Which Ava many class, times so she's actually like... said fuck.
Yeah. I've said it plenty of times.
Cue the conspiracy to make regular... people go rewatch. No, Avon's never swore on the mic before.
She swears that she didn't say fuck.
Fuck, shit, goddamn.
No!
No, Avon!
Whoa.
You're ruining the image!
Whoa.
Well, up until now, talking stupid was only NC-17, but this we gotta ruin
this
that.
This is our kid-friendly podcast. That was the audience.
Well, shit.
That shit has sailed.
But fucking
she's skirt points.
Wanted to get involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of legal stuff when you get into that.
Blast my fucking ass.
That's a good one. I don't even know where that contact comes from.
That's
you're not that lucky. That's a gullible gazette.
Oh, I thought it was Ginge. That's Adam.
No, it's not Ginge. I don't have that gold.
I just heard a voice that I didn't recognize, and I was like, that must have been Ginge. Thomas O'Malley, the alley cat, was fuckable 2020.
What an old audio clip.
What the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know.
That was my Pokemon. We asked for what his final girl thing was.
Yeah.
Aristocats obviously was on my mind.
Yeah.
I do not know why he would have been. Oh, that's fun.
All right. So, We're going to start it off with a question from the Peanut Gallery, from Deli Ham Sandwich in the Discord. This one's aimed at you, Shane, but also if anybody else wants to expand on their process, we can kind of jump back and forth. But he wanted to know, Gwarp, it was an interesting name and how you came to it, if like you had any kind of process or you were just like, that's cool.
I think that his name was originally like Grop or something, but when I wrote it out, it looked too much like the word rape with a G in front of it. And I was like, how about we put a W in there?
Because it was grope if you added an E. Yeah.
I was like, how about we get?
Listen, we've done some dumb things, but what a reason to get canceled.
I don't know. I didn't like the way that it looked on paper, so I changed it to Warp. I felt pretty confident I wanted to start with the G. I don't know why G just is like a... I wanted it to sound like a G, and I wanted it to be effectively just a noise. I wanted it to be a nonsense word. And
I feel that.
The closer it could sound to a burp, the better.
This gives me insight into your life that I didn't have a second ago.
Just because he's a little fat stink dragon.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I genuinely
silly guy.
Like when he turns into a weather balloon, you weren't fucking concerned.
No, that's normal. Don't dragons do that?
Yeah.
And he float away. Pufferfish dragon. Yeah, no, I get it.
Anybody else have a character that, or just your general process when you're going to name stuff?
Let me talk about that. If letters make noises, I want them to make different noises. So I just throw in a bunch
exactly
of characters.
How Dwayne does it. Nope. He's like, okay, so I want this to make the noise like L. So how about E L E?
And then how about X Y Q 4? And that's gonna get me what I need.
And that's Squirf.
That's I was gonna say it's quartet.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's some logic in there.
As long as numbers. You know, that's what. Yeah, as long as you can reference important. Your own notes, that's all that matters.
So they tell me.
The funny but true part about it for Dwayne is the number of times I've seen people come into Discord, and whether it's Goron or Findle or, you know, any of... I think the only one I've never seen somebody misspell is Delmore. Like, every other character in NPC of yours is just...
Nope. Here,
Delmore.
You know who often misspells Delmore? Either me or everyone else, because either I'm spelling it right or everyone else is spelling it right. Because there is either an E at the end or there is not.
There is not.
And I see it both ways.
I think I'm on the E side. I was trying.
This
to
is I cannot be happier. Of all the things my character did, I did not realize he threw the Bernstein Bear effect at my coworkers, and so.
For my name process, it's whatever I feel like in the moment. There's not really rhyme or reason to it. I mean, I could tell you, darling, I was like, I like the nickname DD. Will it be ever used? Who knows? But I wanted to call her darling because I liked a word.
How has none of our characters or NPCs said, oh, hey, double D's? Like, how? How have we not made that joke? Damn it, we do need Alex.
I went with Sprout.
I think
early
it is
on.
Your respect for B that is why.
Well, I don't know. Misbehaving, I totally missed it.
Endlessly, but I have sexualized misbehaving.
Yeah. To be fair, I
If you could see my jerk off shrine and misbehaving, you would be truly flushed.
Well, we had you covered, though, because he got you there. William had the rest of her family.
My full-size misbehaving body pillow. Mm. I had that special.
How did you find that way into that art?
I stole your art.
He just took your character art and put it on both sides.
He made another artist to stitch it into a body pillow.
Yeah,
It's one of those cool ones you can warm it up or cool it down. It's both, you know?
Yeah, it's whatever you want.
It's like a heat pack. A giant body-sized heat pack.
So like a body
Imagineer. Gross, man.
Put it in.
You found a line.
Don't look at you.
But yeah, I do... Not think that's a line that I would not cross for the sake of how much I respect you, Abon, because I do respect you infinitely, but all's fair on the tabletop unless you talked about it in session zero.
Mm-hmm.
But Gus is just like, hey, what's up, Sprout? Also, we're all related. It would be weird.
Yeah,
centralize on your sister.
That's why I said NPCs. Like, how did I not like use some bullshit NPC? Especially because her character's a little slow.
She's a proper lady.
Like,
whoa. Yeah. Whoa, we don't shame.
That's true.
Her character's
That's
a little
sister you're talking speed. About.
That's
her character's a little sexually forward.
Yeah. Ginge, take that out. I regret saying it.
Ginge isn't gonna edit this.
Or will he?
Just weird here.
Hey,
you're
just nodding.
Listeners, please
just nodding.
Yeah, yes.
Go back in time.
All right. I love the idea of this episode not being edited at all now. Like, at all. No music, nothing. Just so we get to this point. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, he's got me.
Protest.
He's got me, right? Or he leaves this whole
Jim
bit in.
Jim voiceover comes in and is like, I do not got
I don't got you. I don't got you.
That's the only edit is
just. Yeah, just his edit.
I kinda got you.
Jim's got me, and it's Ginge overlay. Ginge did not got him.
it turns out he did not.
Oh, that would make me so happy if, like, without any of us aware, Ginge just inserted him as, like, the omniscient narrator of the episode.
I want it to be, like, just like the sentence Dram is saying. It's like, especially when your character's a little, and then just Ginge overcut. Dwayne can still be heard saying very softly in the background, but it's just Ginge going, fancy!
This is like really loud and
wonderful. Not even close to trying to do a Dwayne voice. Not yeah. even trying to match the tone. Just fancy.
She fancy as fuck.
Fancy was her name.
Mm. What's the next question?
Are you calling Reba McIntyre? No.
Heck yeah! If you don't know Reba, get
no,
off the
I
call.
Didn't. I said, are you calling Reba McIntyre?
My least favorite she was fancy was her Survivor name. This season, you mean? Anybody else watching Survivor? I nope. love Survivor, dude.
Missed
watching with my
one.
Wife, who I also love.
I do, too.
It's kind of... Just because a lot of the questions that come in are surprisingly less episode based, and I'm assuming that's because a lot of our Discord's in different places at the time, we do get a handful of stuff that's far more podcast specific. So just for the listeners who are always interested about that stuff, I kind of wanted to drag you guys through like the inception and your experience doing it. And so out of the gates, what kicked it off, you know? And Abon, for you as well, I know you had, you know, some podcast experience prior to joining Lawful Stupid. So just as like a broad general, what made you guys decide like, hey, I do want to record this and put this art out there for everyone else to experience?
Well, we were playing D&D anyway. And with the unbridled hubris of four 20-something white dudes, we were like, we're funny as fuck. People need to hear this. And then we started recording it. And then nobody listened to it for a year. And then we got a huge surge of listenership when we started Min Max Mankind. And that was a huge gateway for us. And kind of gave us, I think, I don't know, our purpose as far as the show. Like, through all the dumb and all the stresses of life that have worn on us, it's always like, gotta keep doing that. If only for the ripple effect of good that comes from that sometimes. And then we kept making dick jokes and people kept listening. Thank you for listening.
That's kind of eye-opening, to be honest, because I didn't find you guys until you guys were a handful of episodes into campaign 2, and I was still playing catch-up with that as it went, and the Discord was so full, and, you know, at this point you guys had, you know, Ginge doing edits and Avon doing art, that I guess perception-wise, I was like, man, these guys were a success out of the gates. Like, I met us.
He goes, these guys know what they're doing. He watches one episode live. Oh, Ginge is the only reason they're here.
That's accurate.
Yep. So anyways, that's how we met.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that we were definitely not an overnight success. We weren't like, we didn't know I think what we were doing so far in terms of, like, if we could do it all over again, we would have a wildly more successful second podcast just from the things that we learned as far as like search engine optimization. Yep. And just like how the new and noteworthy section works, and like releasing a bunch of episodes when you first start.
First launch, yeah.
A little bit of a backlog.
Knowing how to get, like, the right descriptions, like you were saying, for SEO, but like in each podcast episode, like when you learned that boosted our rankings so high.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff, and then just a lot of stuff that we learned that would make a second go more successful. But
yeah, we learned more about pacing and how to like push things along.
We were doing an episode every 2 weeks instead of every week. Yep. Which is less episodes in the ether, less listens, less chance to get charted. And that's kind of what you're counting on in the early time. So we, for like, I think like the first year, I think we had like 6,000 downloads total for the whole year. Oh. Like we were not getting listened to very much.
Yeah. The first year was pretty, I don't know, man. So you say that, but I remember getting those results and be like, that many people listen? Because like, it was just,
that's true. You were right about it at the time. Yeah. It's only in hindsight that it was like, oh,
it's like, no, oh yeah, that's not a lot of numbers. Yeah. No, for sure.
And that's good inspiration though, for like people trying it out and wanting to like keep trucking through. Cause I mean, you guys, what number did Avon create the poster for?
Five million?
That was for 5,000. I won't say it here, but I'll say it here. We've since hit a million.
Your girl just has been lazy drawer.
Once you break a million, now, I mean,
we broke a million a while ago.
It's cascading results.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so obviously we've grown. The community was incredibly receptive when we first started making the show. Like, I guess we were more active on like social media and stuff then, but like tons of fan art, tons of people that wanted to like collaborate, and like
I think we also just launched at a good time. Like the market was already pretty saturated. Like
it's very saturated.
But
it's 100 times more saturated than it was.
You can type in D&D and just scroll and get it for a while.
Pass us at the top, and then you just keep.
Yeah, because I'm my SEO baby.
But yeah, it's
truth though.
I think it was a lot smaller then. It was there was like almost a kind of fellowship between kind of the smaller D&D podcasts.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of wanted to like band. There was like, we were part of the Nerd Asylum. People might still hear those ancient bits. We are powerful. We are sexy. We are Nerdsmith.
I remember we joined them, and then we planned that. And then they immediately were like, that's amazing. And then that's they started doing that for theirs.
We're going to do that to everybody. And then we're like, actually, this isn't working out so great for us.
Yeah, we did. We did have to bail.
So we did a bail eventually. But yeah, there was a lot of that stuff, like podcasting, you know, groups. There was like a support thing on Facebook where a bunch of the smaller podcasts would like kind of pitch each other, and everybody wanted to guest star in every show and get as much exposure to people within the audience.
Yeah, we did a lot of that.
And that's gone away. I think because largely because it's such a saturated field now. Like you could talk to 100 other D&D podcasts if you're just starting out making a D&D podcast and never make your way to us, you know?
Right.
There's so many in between.
Finding that community is a little tougher now.
Yeah, but there's tons.
We do like to do community stuff, though. Like we got some stuff in the works. People like authors who do fantasy books used to come in and talk to us about their books, or even like guest star on the show. And we do have some more stuff like that in the works, because we do enjoy doing this. If you're listening to this, that's the kind of stuff you do and you want to hang out with us, it's in the description. Check the description, dog. You can get a hold of us through there, I'm sure.
But Avon had a different experience than us entirely.
Completely.
I was in 20-Sided Adventures with my pals. We met in the Lawful Stupid server, and we played a game, and we went, you know, it's a lot of fun. And we just kind of jumped from that point, took some of the points that Lawful Stupid Boys had, like, made notes of, like, hey, if we were going to do it differently this way, then that's kind of how we kind of went with the start of that, and just jumped on through.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why, it's none other than scheduling a game! That foul beast! It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly Roleplay Revolution! Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy! A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle, or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try. But we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
Best day that's ever happened in Lawful Stupid was the day that Avon came and joined us as a permanent cast member.
That was really cool.
That's sweet.
It genuinely is. Like, yep. I can't imagine. I know that we did it before, but trying to imagine doing this show without Avon now is like.
It does feel weird. And honestly, Avon's been a part of the show longer than that. Like, so I will take a step further and say it's weird to like record without Avon. Like, part of the show, not part of the show, because even when she wasn't part of the show, she was in the patron calls and goofing around and joking around. So, like, I mean, that's one of my friends I play D&D with, you know? I'd hate for that to change. Like, it doesn't, it's weird. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I came in around, like, some point after episode 20, because I remember coming in and be like, hey, that alarm is kind of bad.
Yeah, but it's bad.
It's worth getting through, but God, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if one of the things we would do over again, if we had a second run, is not have a smoke detector dying in the background.
Yeah, that was because we recorded in bigger chunks, too. Like, we would record 3 hours once every couple weeks. Like, we were not consistent at all. It's like our release schedule was consistent, but our play schedule wasn't.
Yeah, and it was like the sessions were, we would play for like 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
And
it was a bigger investment.
Like, we would get, so back then, sometimes we ran like hour and a half, 2 hour episodes.
Yeah.
Like we
were, some of them were
a little crazy back in the day. Yeah. So sometimes that would break down into two pieces. Sometimes it would break down into several pieces. But like, I remember like the, with the smoke detector, was like, oh yeah, I caught that, but like, there's nothing I could do about it for at least two episodes. I don't know how episodes it ended up being.
It was in like three, I think, right?
It might have been in three, because I think we recorded three episodes out of the first night we recorded. Now, if it was me, I'd go back and I'd record all my audio.
You did it like once, and now
how many times have you done it?
Zero.
All right.
So I
and no one could tell. No one could tell.
I bow.
I dare you.
We are not worthy.
Hey, one of the episodes of Lawful, here we go, sleuths. Here we go. One of the episodes of Lawful Stupid, my audio file was lost completely, and I went back and I recorded every line, every titter, second to second, to Mac, just to sync up with the audio. Tell me which episode you think it was.
I will actually challenge you. If you can do that, the first person that gets Shane's attention, email, Twitter, Discord, whatever, and claims that, we'll send you a Lawful Stupid shirt or hoodie or something. We'll send you Lawful Stupid swag.
Obviously, it doesn't count if you were there.
It doesn't count if you were there. That's cheating.
That's okay. I would have got Zebra's like thing and just sent him like one coaster with like a messed up logo. Like I'd upload a messed up logo.
I remember it happening, but actually do not remember which episode it was. So I would be no help in finding it.
I think if you went back to the mashed audio files, you could sleuth it out. I was gonna say we could just send him one of the tiny custom Lawful Stupid.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
I was like, actually, people want those. Actually, these are precious jewels.
I was going to say, I would not be offended. I will proudly display all the swag, as anyone should. So, you guys kind of touched on it, Shane, when you got sentimental with when Avon joined, but, you know, it's something that people struggle with a lot, right? Because the D&D side of it is friends having fun playing a game, but creating a podcast that's, you know, attracting listeners and bringing in, you know, sponsors and getting everything else going, that's a business. It's work. How do you guys balance that? And, you know, what is that like trying to keep those two things separate so it's not causing that, you know, stereotypical heartache where people are like, yeah, just never work with your friends.
Well, if you know, Dwayne, did you want to take that?
No, I'm happy to if you want, but go right ahead if you're eager.
For Avon kind of joining the team and coming on, there was like no, I didn't feel like a transitional period or like an onboarding period for Avon, because like Dwayne said, she'd just been part of the show for so long.
It basically single-handedly financed the first campaign of Waffle Stadium. her and Deeb, that was it.
Collective thanks for that one.
Yeah, so Avon's always been part of the show. So she meshed right in with our culture, or our, you know, whatever you want to call it, our attitude towards the game and the community that we surround ourselves with, and just, you know, the Discord. Just everybody knows Avon. Everybody already probably felt pretty close to Avon prior to her taking that step, just from the Discord and everything already. So,
to be honest, I was actually very nervous.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I was like, well, I get to play with my friends, but I didn't like actually get to play with you guys for like long, like a campaign.
Yeah. And then like one-offs.
So I was a little bit nervous. I was like, well, I hope they like me. I hope they think I'm funny, and it just a little nervous, but I got over it. It's all good now.
Good now,
yeah. It's all good.
Don't worry about it. So if you're feeling nervous about getting started, maybe you'd be like Avon. I wouldn't do it. It's too saturated.
find a different topic.
Find a different medium.
I wouldn't. Find a different niche.
Or just like a different tabletop. There's so many tabletop games. Don't do D&D.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. Do Avatar.
There's another chainsaws. I'll give you some ideas.
do Honey Heist and just have a different theme for the Honey Heist every week. It's a monster of the week with Honey Heists.
Mm. Yeah.
So
I play different that. Honeys.
I play that.
That actually pivots me into one of my other questions too, because we get the final girl every year from Uncle Chainsaws, but we've had a handful of other super awesome Patreon content for Uncle Chainsaws Tabletop Workshop. And I know that was kind of a long talked about like expansion that hopefully one day we'll get to. But do you guys have any other, are you like happy where you're at, or is the Lawful Stupid brand something that you guys do want to try and like grow more with other projects, or where are your guys' headspace on that?
Devin and I have talked no less than 1 hour on the phone this week, and at least 1 hour. We've talked on the phone a lot this week, but at least one whole hour of our conversation would be dedicated entirely to Devin trying to pitch me on a new podcast. He wants to do so many more podcasts. He can't get enough of doing podcasts. He wants to do 100 million podcasts. So there's always a possibility of more coming down the pipe. I would really like to do Uncle Chainsaws in a more regular format, and just get, because I have a big stack of TTRPG books, Gathering Dust, that I want to play. So I would like to do more of that. It comes down to scheduling most of the time. It comes down to just timing. Already, you know, getting together once a week, every week, you know, as much as we can anyway, for hours at a time, can be tough for adult people with adult responsibilities. Not me. I'm free all the time.
Same over here.
I have three children.
But
Dwayne and Devin have families.
Oh,
wow. Say, there's only the slightest bit of irony lost. The guy who couldn't make it today was the one on your ear all week that was like, you got to do 20 other difficult projects.
But no, I love that concept. I really do. That's why we did Global Gazette for a while. But scheduling is what killed that. Not our lack of interest. Not the fact that me, Adam, and Devin love just shooting a shit for 20 minutes with dumb, like, SNL style bits. Like, it just came down to timing. Like, that guy, you want to talk about busy, Adam, gosh, he's got like 80 fucking podcasts. He built like 7 networks. I'm pretty sure he's like got his own fucking podcast crypto coin now at this point. Like,
plus his day job is like some pretty
a developer
special stuff.
No, yeah, he's a developer essentially.
Yeah. But yeah, man, the dude's busy. Too busy for me. Actually, I'm not busy at all. I would do all the things. My thing is, like, I'm a stickler for format, and so I shoot down a lot of the ideas because people come to me like, oh yeah, this is a great, we were just goofing around, we just had a great time, we were talking, we were laughing, this is what people want to hear. I'm like, I don't want to
just randomly.
I don't want
to
do that.
I know that I would do it all the time, but I don't want to. I don't want it to be on purpose.
It's weird if you plan it. Listen, sometimes you have to plan intimacy, Shane.
You do, but like, but that's why. So one of the things we talked about is Uncle Shane Saw is doing more regular, maybe on a monthly basis. One of the things we talked about is doing another campaign, just a second campaign that's for patrons only, that we'll do once a month releases for. That would be a game other than D&D, and that one got hung up not because necessarily scheduling purposes, though we did ever try to get it on a calendar, but because of some game release stuff that happened with COVID, and the game that I really had my eye on to run still isn't out. But there's been talk about there's the bracket game.
The bracket game. I still think that would be a fucking great podcast.
Yeah, I still want to see that happen.
Basically, you take X number of things and you put it into a tournament style bracket, and you argue, like, you could do chairs, which one's better, a recliner or a rocking chair, for example.
Honestly, because I know how excited that Devin is on board for the bracket one as well, I halfway considered doing that as the intro to today's one, is giving you guys a bracket.
I promise you, if you delivered the brackets to Devin, it would happen. Yep. If somebody took the time to write up like 10 brackets, like, here's your next 10 episodes of the bracket game, it would be done.
Oh. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, no shit. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, which colored Skittle is the best? And just have it. I could fucking argue that.
Yeah, all kinds of dumb stuff like that. It would be
dumb shit like that.
But coming up with brackets is the hard part.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to do it. Yeah. We'll argue about it. You provide the brackets.
Well, I'll argue about anything. I think you and I have proven that. We'll argue until the fucking cows go home. Fuck you.
I've seen it happen.
What? Ooh. No. Shopkeeper.
We'll paraphrase some Brennan Lee Mulligan and, you know, get in the Discord. Give me some bracket ideas.
Get in the comments.
We'll get them going. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, or if there's a Q&A on this episode, hit us up with your great ideas. You know, there's been a handful over the years. Who's Lawful Stupid Anyway was our improv game that we did with Lawful Stupid characters. There's been a handful of stuff, man.
Ship Bits. Either, what was that?
Ship Bits. Yeah, we've either tried or entertained the idea of, like, privately, but then it never really went anywhere. Like, there's a bunch of stuff like that. What it really comes down to, I think, is demand, because we do have, like, ideas for stuff that would be fun to do as friends that we could record and we'd have a good time doing it. But if there's not, like, an outcry, like, hey, this is what we want, this is what I'm not seeing that I want to see from you guys, then it might never happen.
Yeah.
Get in our comments. Get in our DMs.
Get vocal. Want. Is the thing. Get vocal and tell us what you want, and we'll probably just give it to you. Say what you want about Lawful Stupid and our interaction with our fans. For the most part, you tell us what you want, we'll give it to you.
Well, remember I did the audio drama for a bit until it just became hectically hard with scheduling and getting actors and stuff. Like, that was fun. I don't want to do the work, but that was fun to write those stories.
There's some other stuff in the work involving, like, audiobook recording that maybe we'll see the light of day. There's just a bunch of stuff, and I feel like you kind of get this energy and you this creative energy that you want to pour into this outlet, and you want to find it, and you want it to be good and something that people will enjoy. So we've taken swings that have missed, and we've taken swings that have hit, and we've just done it on the spur because we wanted to. But if we see outcry, we're gonna listen to it. Just tell us what you want.
I'm waiting for the Lawful Stupid 8-Bit Fighter and the Lawful Stupid Trading Card Game. Personally, I've been waiting on that.
Physical products are gonna take a little bit longer.
It doesn't have to be physical. Just let's generate the images.
Get a
and then,
flash.
Then I can print them. You know what I mean?
There's a Lawful Stupid chessboard you guys have never seen.
Oh yeah, the one by what's the name?
I do remember that one. Yes, I have those files. Yes.
There's stuff out there, man. It's just at one point I have a Kristoff doll, a prototype.
Mm-hmm.
From where
won't
I
give
where
it
I,
to me.
It's mine.
I have a dumb one.
<It's your own. laughs> But no, I had those lined up to do like mass production. I just the
there wasn't there. Yeah,
wasn't quite there. Yeah, so
yeah, they were so, and we weren't even like, when we were doing that, I remember it was like almost no profit on it at all, and yeah, nobody wanted it, and we were gonna have to buy them up front.
Yeah,
and so it was like, but no, it couldn't. You couldn't do makeshift just because like that's not like a mass produced thing. We're not.
Yeah,
that.
in order to get like, it was, I think it was like, I was not a crazy amount. I was like a set of 25, which is a lot for handmade dolls, but we couldn't get like 25.
I like picturing like Shane with a garage full of like 10,000
Kristoff dolls.
He just goes in there and just screams at him every once in a while.
Welcome to Uncle Teeth Discount Tiefling.
So the funny thing is, around that time, we did take a huge hit to our operating budget that we never really saw that money come back. So I think I know what happened to them. 25 Kristoffs are in your fucking basement.
No, that's for Drawlicon, man.
I think we're about at the mark.
And I gotta come clean.
Yeah, we're at 41.
Do you guys have any final words of wisdom that you want to share out to the listeners or to the people, whether it's don't do this or make sure you get a ginge before you do anything else?
Get a ginge, have fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, never let it go. If you can find a ginge out there in the wild, just roam around. Make
some it, would say marry it,
audiomancy, and
right?
Leaves. You fucking
yeah.
Somebody
you
feed, on your podcast,
you
marry
feed
them
it dad
you.
Jokes and video game projects, and you've got him. You'll never lose him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, married him to have him stuck in the podcast. You're welcome.
That's right. She locked him down.
For life is never kiss anyone once. Because if there's somebody that you like and want to kiss, you should just kiss them twice because you're already there.
My life advice is this: don't piss in the wind.
Unless you're real thirsty.
It's like a survival, glass.
Like a survival situation. You can kiss three times. You can kiss four times. Just don't kiss them once because you're already there. Kiss them twice.
Go for a second. Yeah,
you're already there. While you're there, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you're missing a beautiful target of opportunity that is a second kiss. It's right there. And it's
just take it.
That requires a smooch rebate.
I mean, you don't need to do the rebate. You can just take what
take it.
To you.
What's owed to you?
No, you got to ask permission. Consent is important.
My wife consent, and I have a tax-based system.
Consent is a noise they make, not a feeling you have.
Again, we have a tax-based system, and I mean, you don't have to pay your taxes, but bad shit happens if you don't.
Ooh, let me just—I just gotta send a message to Kayla and check on her.
Are you okay?
No, I call her and I hear that Shane ringtone in the background. She put it on her phone.
Wait, so when Jin sent you?
Yes. Or you put it on her phone. She's like, I keep changing it, but it keeps changing back. Weird.
I threw my phone out the window. It came back. It was under my pillow.
That's the last time I put a tooth under the pillow for the tooth fairy.
To close out, continuing with our 8-bit fighter intro and exit themes, since we've been discussing how this beautiful professional podcast operates flawlessly at all times.
Yes, definitely.
I just need a demo of that beautiful Foley work of some combat noises. So give me something.
I'm not giving Ginge blackmail material. I'm out.
That's what she says when her character is like striking you down with her ultimate.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm ready.
Shame.
Ultimate final technique. Copper Kaffinur.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. I'm proud.
Dwayne, what do you got?
That's a good question. And I think I'm just going to give Ginge plenty of ammo. So, have that, Ginge. You're welcome.
I like that last one a lot. Send that one to me, Ginge.
Beautiful.
Make a ringtone of that for me.
Not the face.
My bones.
Of course I still have my balls. Why wouldn't I?
These are the hidden character selection menu.
Oh no. Let me tell you.
The ones you unlock later.
If we ever make a fighter, I'm just saying, like, Shane, I've got some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna be okay.
Juggalos, furries.
Just juggalos.
Here's the thing I know about doors.
No, everybody's hard.
You didn't really have the bangers lined up, did you, Dwayne?
Of course, I still have my balls. Why wouldn't I?
There we go.
People like that one.
That one's good.
And kind of hot.
Here's my favorite. It makes me happy every time I hear it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for, is to spread joy.
Well, thank you guys all again. It's been lots of fun, as always.
Shut the fuck up!
Nope. Time to go.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Stupid.
We'll happily keep on chatting about any D&D thing people want to have. Stupid. Definitely worth the wait.